Verse 10 now. And he says, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them. And that is the whole purpose of you and of me being saved, is to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 11, and now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And here you have this profound statement again. He says here that they may be one as we are. Now here is the great high priestly prayer of Christ, and it's for the present hour. It's for you. He prays for the unity of believers, and he's not praying for the ecumenical movement. He's not praying that they all join the same organization. He says that they may be one as we are, and that is an organic unity that only God can make. And to begin with, he's not praying, well, I'll come to that just in a few moments. Now, will you listen to him? While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those thou gavest me, I've kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I've given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. You see, the word of God is what causes the problem in the world today. I'm teaching out of the most revolutionary book there is in the world, the Bible. And somebody says, my, that bunch of radicals and revolutionaries that are around us today. I happen to be one of them. I'm preaching the most revolutionary thing in the world, friends, is that you can't save yourself, only Christ can save you, and that you can't make this world better, and no man can make it better but Jesus Christ. That's revolutionary. And the world doesn't like that today because they want to plant a few flowers and work on ecology and clean up pollution. But all they're doing is just polluting it a little bit more. Man is responsible for pollution, and the pollution is in the human heart of man. Now, that's revolutionary. That's not what you hear on TV today or read in magazines, how important this is. Now, listen to him. Verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil one, is the accurate reading. Now, friends, this is important to see. We make a great deal of the soon coming of Christ and looking for that blessed hope and praying for it. I want to tell you something else. He says, I'm not praying that they be taken out of the world. You know, he doesn't pray for that. Isn't that amazing? He says, I pray that you keep them in the world. God gets more glory by keeping you and me in the world today than he would in taking us out of the world today. Now, we think the rapture is going to really be something, and it is, my friend. But let's understand one thing. God will get more glory by keeping you and me in the world. And if you knew Vernon McGee like he knows Vernon McGee, that's quite a miracle to keep me in the world. My, I want to tell you, God will get glory in that. Now, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And now he says, sanctify them through thy truth. And what does God use today to sanctify believers? Thy word is truth. The word of God is God's sanctifying power today. I wish I could go into that. As you well know, that's my hang-up, the word of God. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. We are sent in the world to bear witness, friends. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. He identifies himself with us, friends. And we ought to be identified with him in this world today.